This Shabbos, we're going to be taking out three Sifrei Torah. We're going to be reading Parashas Mishpatim, Parashas Shkolim, and it's Rosh Chodesh as well. So actually, my Bar Mitzvah Parashah is Mishpatim and Shkolim. I don't recall ever having three Sifrei Torah since then. Went to notice probably before, but it's an unusual, it's not a frequent occurrence to take out three Sifrei Torah. So one of the most famous cases of three Sifrei Torah is Shabbos, Chanukah, Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, Chanukah, which happens every year at least once, and then if Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, so you have three Sifrei Torah. In fact, that's the whole discussion. The Gemara in Shabbos discusses what happens if one is afflicted with poverty and you only have enough money, you got to choose between mitzvahs. So the Gemara gives an example. You only have enough money for Ner Shabbos, candles for Shabbos, Ner Chanukah, candles for Chanukah, or Yayin for Kiddush, or wine for Kiddush. What should one do? So the Gemara says, pshit, it's obvious what comes number one. Number one is Ner Shabbos. Why is that so obvious? Because the Gemara says, Mishum Sholem Beso, because since the purpose of Shabbos candles is to have light, back in the day before electricity, it was dark in your homes. The only way you had light, if you lit a candle before Shabbos. As the Gemara, as Chazal tell us, it's nothing worse than someone walking around in the dark, stubbing the toe, and then misplaced aggression, starting screaming at the other house. Something of light that brings a simcha. So Sholem Bayis wins. And then the Gemara says, okay, so what about Ner Chanukah versus Kiddush Alayayin? So the Gemara says they both have something going for it. Ner Chanukah has Persumi Nisa, and Nayin for Kiddush says Tadir. Tadir Vashino Tadir Tadir Kodim. So which principle wins? So the Gemara says Persumi Nisa Adef. The Gemara concludes, should Sholem Bayis first, then the principle of Persumi Nisa, and then Tadir. So in fact, the Shaila is, Tosfos was asked over there in Shabbos, the second parak. So our Seder HaKriya seems to be out of order, because we read Parsha Shavua, Rosh Chodesh, and then Chanukah. So we just finished saying Persumi Nisa Adav, so we should be reading Chanukah before Rosh Chodesh. Tosis give two different answers, two different schools of thought. Is one answer is no, the two different principles. The Gemara's case in Shabbat, the Gemara's case by candles or wine, you only can do one, or perhaps two. So you have to choose. It's an either-or situation. If it's either-or, so then we go with Persumi Nisa. But if we're doing all of them, i.e. if you have one Sefer Torah, you can read all of them. So then Tadir Tia teaches me Kadima, so you do Tadir. That's one answer. Another answer is, Persumi Nisa Adif always wins. So why do we read Chanukah last? Because we want to read from the Torah of Neira Zechariah. So it's Achron Achron Chavim in this case. So two different schools of thought, whether Persumi Nisa beats out Tadir all the time, and it's just the question is which one is more Chashiv to go for Persumi Nisa, because they want to read the Torah, or no, it's only an either or versus when you're going to do both. And in fact, what about the questions? What about when Rosh Chodesh falls out during the week? So the order is, we read Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. So Bishlom, according to A1, that it's only an either or presuming needs to win. If you're doing both, Tadir kicks in. So I understand we read Rosh Chodesh and we read Chanukah. But according to score number two, that Pursuming Nisa Adif wins, how come it doesn't win? So the answer is it doesn't win because there's no Pursuming Nisa. The Pursuming Nisa on Chanukah is the Haftorah, Neiros Zecharia. The reason we read Kriyas HaTorah on Chanukah is like we read Kriyas HaTorah on any other day. It's the Chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah. Nothing to do with Pursuming Nisa. Hence, that is the order. So that's why over here, we have, on one hand, we have Rosh Chodesh, which is Tadir, and we have Shkolim, which is not Tadir, and there isn't necessarily a reason of Shkolim to take precedence over, and even if there was, according to door number one, it wouldn't make a difference. Even you'd go with Tadir first, it would be Mishpatim, Rosh Chodesh, and Shkolim, the way we do it. And that is the practice. There was actually a discussion in the poskim. Maybe we should read Shkolim before Rosh Chodesh for number one practical reasons. Is Tircha D'Tzibur that you don't have to go, assuming you have one Sefer Torah. Well, actually, if you have three, it'd probably take longer. If you have one Sefer Torah, you're going to have to roll all the way to Rosh Chodesh, and Shkolim's right there. We assume that we take out three Sefer Torah, or we do roll. Even though I heard there was a Minig Yerushalayim, I think we have Shmuel Salant, that said that the Minig where some people, if you need to take out another Sefer Torah, you could just roll it. But the other question is, Eim Avir and Olam Mitzvahs. That you have to go past by Mishpatim to get to Parashas HaChodesh. So Lamaisa, I mean, that's it is. It's Dei Chemed, others, they talk about Tircha D'Tzibur, Eim Avir and Olam Mitzvahs. The bottom line is, Lamaisa, we assume that we only do Tircha D'Tzibur doesn't interfere with performance of a mitzvah. In other words, if you're just dragging your feet, taking 10 minutes to walk off for an aliyah, it's Tircha D'Tzibur. You should do it in 30 seconds. But we don't tell you not to do a mitzvah in order to avoid Tircha D'Tzibur. Obviously, it depends on how much the Tircha is, of course, in the mitzvah. But that's the issue. So therefore, that's the Seder HaKriya this week. We'll be reading Mishpatim, Rosh Chodesh, and Shkolim. And just to add, it's like my Shabbos Zecharia, if we would switch the order around, if we would read Shkolim first, then we lose out on the Haftorah of Shkolim. And we dafka wanna, it's one of the special weeks, we dafka wanna read from the Haftorah Shkolim, like we wanna read from the Haftorah of Neiros Zecharia. So therefore, that will be the order. If you have three Sefer Torah, you take out three. If you only have one, so then you would roll to Rosh Chodesh, and then you'll roll back to Parshas Shkolim, so then we could read the Haftorah of Parshas Shkolim.